Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very, very exciting. We're going to have Dr. Ball in studio coming up in a few weeks here with us. I want to have him down here to discuss some things with us, and also for a eugenics film. I'm making a population control film after the current one I'm making. So definitely very, very important, very, very exciting. Okay, in closing, I've been throwing in my two cents quite a bit here. It seems that they're beginning to stall out. I mean, right as they get victories, right as they pass it in the House and it's going to the Senate, and they may be able even to even do that, they're going to have trouble implementing this, because when Nancy Pelosi and others lie and say it's about jobs, even their own white papers admit this is meant to shut down jobs. So where do you see their movement going?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One I mentioned was that the economy has refocused a lot of the politicians, and of course they're getting word from their constituents. And by the way, one thing I rely on, Alex, is there's a huge well of common sense in the ordinary people. They don't. Popeye said it all when he said, "I don't know how she does it, but she does it." So there's that underlying skepticism amongst the people, one of the things that I've noticed is with the cooling that's been going on since 2000, initially they said, oh, well, it's just a one-year anomaly. Now they're saying, well, yeah, it's slight cooling, but it's just going to go back to warming again. And then when they were pushed on it, they said, well, no, but this cooling's due to warming. That was so illogical that even people that don't understand the science were saying, hang on a minute, hold on a minute here. And of course, the fact that the cooling trend will continue, and we'll see it again this winter. We'll see it with the harvest problems across the U.S. and the world that's going on right now. Canada, we're very, very late with our planting, and seeding's down about 27%.
And that's because of that big yellow thing in the sky they say has nothing to do with heat.
Exactly. And by the way, that's another part of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They don't consider the sun as a factor, because it's not humans don't have control of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so these sorts of things are making the people start to realize, even though they don't understand, there's a lot of nonsense being sold.
But
here.
I mean, I see them on the news saying the sun has nothing to do with it.
That is
so asinine on its face. I mean, isn't the sun the main driver of temperature?
Totally. You pick up any meteorology or climate textbook, the very first thing they tell you is the source of energy for the atmosphere is the sun. And then these people proceed to ignore it. The analogy I've used, Alex, is it's like saying my car's not running very well, but I'm not going to look at the engine, which is the sun, and I'm not going to look at the transmission, which is water vapor, the most important greenhouse gas, and I'm going to ignore the differential. I'm going to look at one nut on the right rear wheel, which is CO2. And oh, by the way, I'm only going to look at one thread within that nut, which is the human portion of CO2, that's how I'm going to resolve the problems with my car. It's that incredibly wrong in scientific terms. By the way, just one quick comment, Alex. A lot of people have forgotten that they had a world conference on population in 1994, and guess who was the organizer and keynote speaker? Was our friend Al Gore.
Oh yeah.
So he's been at that game with the population thing for a long time too. But and of course, a lot of it grows out of as we talked off the air about the Club of Rome, Limits to Growth, and Paul Ehrlich and all of his wrong predictions. He's still out there making them.
Well, Dr. Ball, it won't hurt my feelings, because I know you're a very busy man. You're also coming to town in about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But if you want to go ahead and get into him now, or if you need to leave, we can do it when you're in studio.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. Do it either way.
Let's do one more segment, get into that, because you haven't gotten into their actual numbers and their statements on population control.
Right.
And we'll do one more segment with you, then I'm going to take calls, folks, and cover a bunch of other news that we haven't gotten into. And I want to read the article that Paul Watson did, the Red Alert article. Also, that Buchanan saying climate bill is a transfer of wealth to world government. They're going all over YouTube removing that video. I've never seen them remove a video so fast. They are really scared of that, and people finding out this is a global tax. So we'll talk about that as well.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I had the Wall Street Journal here yesterday. No doubt it's going to be a critical piece. She was asking the guys back there during the breaks, does Alex ever scream at you? And they're like, no, not really. Are you sure? Nothing? Well, this is talk radio, but... guys, am I not really nice to you guys compared to other talk radio people? No, but I'm not making you say that. You were just telling me about how, just Sunday, you were telling me how mean somebody's been to you on another show. Don't say when. Were you not telling me that, Jaron? I mean, describe what regular talk show hosts are like to people. Tell the truth.
Worst of the worst. No.
I can barely hear you. You got to turn your audio up.
It's always heated. It's always heated up in here. Live radio is always tough, but it's, yeah, it's.
Okay, I want the truth from you. Am I not a sweetheart compared to other hosts?
You're an angel.
Like, I've seen other hosts.
At least some other hosts, yeah.
And I've seen them throw stuff, throw fits. I don't know why. That's because they get nervous being on air. My problem is I forget I'm on air and almost fall asleep half the time. I can get up before a crowd of 5,000 people and literally start falling asleep. I've done this so long and so much. I didn't get butterflies 13, 14 years ago when I'd get in front of crowds. And now it's not butterflies. It's, oh, okay, you know, I'm just so used to it. But anyways, now I've been demonized by the BBC. And then we'll cover this at the bottom of the hour. This just came out. Folks, I'm getting hit by national media every day. I said I was going to have Michelle Bachmann, the U.S. Congresswoman, on because Ted Anderson knows one of her campaign people and was just going to call. He said, hey, you want Bachmann on? I know, you know, we know her. And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, you'll probably get her on next week. Well, then that became Gawker, Minnesota newspapers. Will she go on Jones's show? attacking me. And then they called his campaign, her campaign manager. He said, well, I didn't know about that. And then it's like, Alex is a liar. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we are being micromanaged and tracked, and everything we do being gone over with a white glove. It is really getting insane. By the way, Cynthia McKinney has been kidnapped by Israeli troops. Mike Rivero is the last person I know to interview her. We're going to get him on here in about 20 minutes to give us a quick update on what's happening with that. Going back to Dr. Tim Ball, climatologist. Doc, you were going to get into the overall population reduction agenda itself, that global warming is just the governmental, economic, energy straitjacket to, as you said, put a kink in the hose for the fuel for civilization. They get us under civilization. They get us urbanized, what they said by design, to control us and domesticate us. Then they start incrementally, like we're a HAL 9000, turning off the civilization. They're really just a bunch of control freaks. Break it down for us.
Yeah, just a quick comment on your question to your staff there. I think that what I get from you is that we can disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable. But anyway, the whole idea about overpopulation, of course, starts with Malthus back in the 18th century and arguments that, well, the population's outgrowing the food supply and so on. One of the things that makes the U.S. so successful and so powerful is that it has been more successful in producing food to feed its people than any other nation on the planet. In fact, not only growing enough for itself, but exporting to the world. And from that surplus food, of course, comes surplus time, and you set up the civilization. What happens over time is that the population shift, and right now you've got in the U.S. 2% of the population that are officially listed as farmers, about 18%, 20% rural population. But people move into the cities and they become disconnected from the food supply. And once, of course, you're dependent upon what's in the supermarket, you are effectively lost control. Once you can't feed yourself, and of course we're seeing the same thing going on in China. I mean, the massive thing that's occurred in China is the shift of the population from the rural areas. They've gone from about 80% to rural down to less than 50% in about 10 years. And the demand for homes and so on is driving a lot of that economy. And so the population idea really got to a peak back in the 70s. Now, one of the things that drove it, and this is when I started my climate career, was that global cooling was the consensus then, and that's why I'm not a consensus person, because in the CIA we're doing reports on, oh, the world's overpopulated and we're not going to be able to feed ourselves with this global cooling. Out of that, of course, the Club of Rome, and there was a meeting in Rome in 1976 about the world's going to starve to death by the year 2000, and the simplistic computer models, which are at the basis of all of these problems, we're just saying, oh, well, here's the trend, and it's going to continue, and the world simply can't survive past. And all of those predictions are wrong, but somehow they've still got the floor. And people like Paul Ehrlich, who was the one that was pushing the overpopulation idea, was at the heart of that. And then, of course, Gore organizing that conference in Cairo, Egypt. What better place than to say, oh, look, there's poverty due to overpopulation right outside the window. And that idea of the world's overpopulated, of course, the question you got to ask is, which populations have we got too many of? Which ones are we going to eliminate? How are we going to thin the herd? I mean, just frightening implications to all of this focus upon world overpopulation.
That's right, that's right. It's seen as common knowledge by any of the intelligentsia to go, the people bomb, we've got to cull the population. Well, then ask, who are we going to cull? Who are we going to kill? And then you look at the point you just made, that we're actually concentrated populations, and then once a nation becomes industrialized, they actually begin to have negative population growth, like Europe with 1.3, Japan with 1.3, Italy with even lower, 1.2. Europe is dying. Russia is dying. The United States is dying if it wasn't for the massive immigrant replacement influx. And so, and the UN admits that if they just industrialize the third world, it would actually lift them up and they wouldn't have so many children. But You read the World Population Report put out by the UN. You read the Royal Commission on Population put out by the British government. They say that population and industrialization is the threat. And so they say, we're not going to give them industrialization. We're going to let their population swell to keep them down. And then we're going to use birth control and sterilization and war and famine to then cull that mass. So use the people bomb as a weapon to keep the third world down. Then kind of exterminate them with war, famine, and sterilization. So the eugenicists aren't even doing what they're saying. It's not some high and mighty eugenicist view that's bad enough. But with some rationale, this is just a cover story for kind of low-level thugs to carry out the eugenics. The top guys are just playing a global game of Risk to knock out all their enemies.
Exactly. And what you're talking about there is the demographic transition. Anybody can Google that phrase, demographic transition. And it's the well-documented showing that as you become industrialized, the first of all, the death rate goes down, and the birth, but then it's followed by the birth rate goes down, and then the population starts to decline. And of course, a lot of countries are offsetting this by paying people to have a third child. I know Quebec up in Canada here, Italy's done it, but also a lot of countries, it's being masked by immigration. And if you look at that in the U.S. and the discussion about immigration, so it's masking the actual demographic transition that's going on. And
Germany and France are full of North Africans and Arabs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they, I mean, some German cities have half the population they did just 40 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's no question. And as I said, the at that conference in Rome in 1976, one of the arguments by a lot of the countries was, look, let us industrialize, and that will cause the population to decline. And of course, that was rejected completely. But the whole idea about if you want to limit. By the way, just very interesting thing, Alex, is that you can calculate this out yourself. But if you the average family of about 2.7, 2.8 people, you could put them in 1,000 square foot homes on 3,000 square foot lots with roads and parks and the normal facilities, and the population under those conditions, which would be ideal in most of the world, all of the world's population could fit in the southern half of Alberta. Now, would Albertans like that? Probably not. But it gives you an idea. When you look at Canada, for example, here we are, the second largest country in the world, and we've got a population equal to California. And so when you start talking about overpopulation, absolute nonsense. And, of course, the other thing that came out of that conference in Cairo, they were pointing the finger at Asia and Africa. They said, oh, they're overpopulated. The country with the highest population density in the world is the Netherlands, but they got one of the highest standards of living. So when you start to look at the statistics and what was going on with all of this, the overpopulation thing, and it's a thing that people fear. Oh, you know, I don't want more people in my neighborhood.
Exactly. It's that it's not industrialized is why Calcutta is a cesspit. It is because it's not industrialized that Mexico City is a hell pit. We've got to industrialize them with the new clean industries. But the globalists, when you really read their papers, they're suppressing all that. That's why it's so sickening they claim, oh, we want to make you adopt new clean systems. They're actually vertically integrating things, cutting off the capital of the world in their own documents to suppress clean development. And they want dirty, sprawling third world because it's a ball and chain that keeps these people down. Folks, you can just Google his name and read all of his great writings. I really appreciate Dr. Tim Ball, climatologist, joining us. And I'm going to have my producer call you right now and book those flights for you to be in studio with us coming up in a couple weeks. And I can't wait to shake your hand in person, doctor. Thank God that more and more people like yourself are out there speaking out and standing up. And together, as Thomas Jefferson said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And with good men like you out there taking action, I think we're starting to really turn the tide against these people. That's why they really pressed and passed this climate takeover in the House. But I think that's the beginning of the end for him. Thank you so much, Dr. Ball.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Great talking to you. All right, we'll come back. Hit news. Rivero's popping in on what's happened to Cynthia McKinney. Israeli forces have grabbed her, the news is reporting. The BBC has hit me and hit me hard in a savage attack, which I say means we are over the enemy target, hitting them hard.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression. Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
MI5 officer who broke a lot of news stories concerning using al-Qaeda to try to kill Muammar Gaddafi and others, that later was confirmed by mainstream news, came out and suddenly said he was the Messiah. And then after they arrested the individual that made the 7-7 ripple effect, which I think is a very good film, very, very well done, his website then started having comments about how he might be the Messiah or something. This is a classic MI5, MI6 shake and bake. Because they know that sounds crazy. They know that's the way that's their favorite way to try to discredit the information we're putting out, is to have something come out that's really credible and then have the person involved with it say that they're the Messiah. And this is the BBC, has a big TV program coming out on this. They've done two attacking me on 9/11. But it doesn't change the fact that local news that day reported the police were chasing down Arabs all over the city and shooting them. That these were the people that had taken part in the drill that day of a mock bombing of the very trains and bus that were attacked at the exact same place, exact same time. Now, that's BBC admitting that, live that day. How strange it was, a drill of the exact same trains and exact same bus being attacked at the exact same time. Just like 9/11, exact same buildings, exact same place, exact same time. And I go over all that evidence in Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism. And there's no doubt this is a psyop. And, you know, Mr. Hill used the pseudonym Wadib out of the Dune book, which I guess means the kind of the prophet. So they say that means he's a prophet. And then it wasn't on his side at first. After he gets arrested, it pops up saying he thinks he's Jesus or something, basically. This is very, very bizarre. But regardless, the film itself is devastating. But he's in jail. So, unmasking the mysterious 7-7 conspiracy theory. It's kind of like that doctor with the anthrax. First, they said it was two other people. Turned out they didn't do it. The FBI said it wasn't weaponized. The FBI said it was cheap, no big deal, made in a bathtub, probably in a bucket. A bathtub and a bucket was the quote. Turns out it's the most weaponized ever seen, U.S. government, super strained, miniaturized, coated in bentonite. Just the miniaturization process cost over $100 million in equipment. Huge plants. Just one of the miniaturization tanks. In fact, Google for folks on TV right now, anthrax production, and it'll show the giant tanks they used to make it. And we're talking about a facility close to the size of an aircraft carrier to make this stuff. Giant complexes. And they said, no, it was just made in the basement. And then the White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, on September 10th, 3.5 weeks before enemies of Bush at American Media, who took photos of his daughters falling down drunk in Austin, and Democrats and other people got mailed the weaponized anthrax. The White House is on the drug to fight it. But then they grab the doctor, they commit him, and then he dies in a straitjacket taking prescription Tylenol locked down. But then the news says he committed suicide at his home, but then local news admits he was killed at the mental institution. Why did the FBI grab him, take him? He's drugged, he dies. So, classic intelligence operation. Classic. I mean, that'd be like if the government came and grabbed me and took me to a mental institution, and then I supposedly killed myself with drugs a day later, and then they put on the news Alex Jones committed suicide, and there was no mention that they grabbed me for no reason and put me in a mental institution. Because the doctor they've now pinned it on believed it was the government and was doing his own investigation and had contacted the FBI. And they said, look, this guy's too close to us. Grab him, kill him, say he did it. And now the DNA's come out and other things proving it wasn't him at the mailbox. So that's in the news. We'll talk about that with Mike Rivero briefly coming up here because he's also an expert on that. Unmasking the mysterious 7-7 conspiracy theory, BBC. And they go over the unbelievable coincidence of the drills that morning, and Peter Powers, who won't talk to the media, he'll literally run and hide if he sees alternative media asking him about it. And then they say Dune clips. John Hill, he lived in Ireland where they arrested him and had him extradited to England for mailing people copies of the film. He's really John Hill from Sheffield. That's where the Watsons are from. His alias, Muad'Dib, is a fictional character in the science fiction film Dunes. They make that sound like he's insane because of an internet handle. A film starring Sting and Kyle McLuhan about an intergalactic freedom fighting. So they use that to act like he's crazy. None of the film is about Dune. He just has the internet handle Muad'Dib. So they say because that's an Arabic term, that means he's a Al-Qaeda. See? So because of your internet handle, you're now with Al-Qaeda, and then it gets into he thinks he's Jesus.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
I mean, this is so ridiculous that the BBC comes out and attacks all of us to talk about 7-7. They got a little snipe at me in here. A document on Muad'Dib's website reveals he believes he is the Messiah and that George Lucas wrote Star Wars after being told telepathically to write it by the very force to which the films refer. He's been arrested and facing extradition to the UK on a charge of preventing the course of justice by sending DVDs of the 7-7 ripple effect to the judge and the jury foreman and linked to the trial and the attacks. This hasn't stopped the film. Alex Jones, who runs an internet site and a U.S. radio show devoted to conspiracy theories, claims the 7-7 ripple effect has been just exploding all over the website since Hill's arrest. I said exploding all over the web. You know, we don't run a conspiracy website. Peter Powers of Visor Consultancy, former head of Scotland Yard Public Relations, said they ran a drill of the exact same trains and bus being attacked in the exact same way at the exact same time. Why do they do that? As a cover story in case any government operatives get caught by other government agencies who aren't part of the staged attack, the false flag, they can say, oh, it's just part of a drill. They camouflage the funding for the terror attack through the drill. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, the White House right now, publicly, the last two White Houses, has Wahhabist Sunni groups attacking the Iranian government on record. And then Obama goes on TV and says it's a conspiracy theory that the CIA is involved in Iran with this color revolution, or that they have any terror groups operating, when it's publicly admitted. Mike Rivero popping in for 10, 15 minutes from whatreallyhappened.com. I want to get you on a host of issues, but first off, what do you know about Cynthia McKinney? I heard you saying you were going to have her on last week. I didn't hear if she was there or not. But it's coming in here that Israel attacks justice boat, kidnaps human rights workers. Israel attacks her boat. This is coming out, being released by one of the aid organizations she's with. Today, Israeli occupation forces attacked and bombarded Free Gaza Movement boat, the Spirit of Humanity, abducting 21 human rights workers in 11 countries, including Nobel laureate Mairead Margery and former U.S. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. The passengers and crew are being forcibly dragged towards Israel. This is an outrageous violation of international law against us. Our boat was on Israeli waters, and we were on a human rights mission to Gaza. Mike, why does Israel keep doing this? This is bad PR to ram the boat a few weeks ago and almost sink it, and then now to do this, and they're in international waters. I'm surprised they don't just pull a USS Liberty and torpedo it and then say the Easter Bunny did it.
Yeah, it is a serious situation here. They were in international waters. They're actually in a port in Israel now. The ship has basically been hijacked by the Israeli Navy, and the people basically taken into custody, including six journalists and Cynthia McKinney and the aid workers. What makes this extremely serious is that, as you say, the initial contact between the Israeli Navy and the aid boat took place in international water, and the Israeli Navy was actively jamming their navigation systems, their GPS, their radar. It was very difficult to get any messages out because of all the jamming. They were reduced to trying to find where they were with a sextant and a compass. And it was just a very, very difficult situation. It was in the middle of the night when this happened. And, of course, the big situation here is the corporate media, which made such a big stink about the arrest of the staffers at the British Embassy in Tehran, and they were claiming it was a new hostage crisis. They're staying silent about this. The same media that was screaming about the Somali pirates hijacking ships in Somali territorial waters, this hijacking in international waters involving a humanitarian aid ship, so far is not being mentioned at all on the American corporate media that I have found yet. In fact, it's really pretty much confined to the alternative media. Your radio show and our websites are the only ones actively working to get this story out.
Well, how do we know they were in international waters? I mean, I believe it. Israel's extremely bold. But, A, how do we confirm this? And then, B, I guess that's why the mainstream media should be reporting on this. The U.S. Embassy should be making a big deal out of this. I mean, even if Israelis are, quote, the ally of the United States, this would be an incident if the British government came out in international waters and rammed and almost sunk a ship, and then the next time it came by, went and grabbed it and is towing it in to, I guess, disappear. I mean, what comes next if our media won't talk about it? Will they line Cynthia McKinney and the Nobel laureate up and shoot them in the back of the head? I mean, that's what happened with the USS Liberty.
Well, the situation here is definitely, it's a tremendous diplomatic crisis here, and the U.S. can basically stand back and try and pretend it's no big deal, but the reality is that this boat was carrying the very sort of materials that Barack Obama had just requested Israel start to allow into Gaza, mostly bags of cement, things like that, construction materials. And so what Israel has basically done is thumb its nose at Barack Obama, pretty much on the same day that Congress just put through some new loan guarantees for Israel to go on building settlements in the illegal occupied territories of Palestine. And so it is amazing. Israel is basically on top of simply this act of piracy on the high seas and this violation of international law. Israel is literally almost, it seems like, daring the United States to try and do something. or at least trying to show that the U.S. can't do anything, that the U.S. is going to be forced to go on spending money in Israel, and Israel is just going to do what it wants, whether it's building more settlements or seizing ships with former congresswomen on them. Israel is completely out of control here, and they're basically...
But, I mean, the move to make would be just let her bring the medicine and cement in, and then it wouldn't be a big PR coup for Cynthia McKinney and the Free Gaza groups. I mean, I guess just Israel just does not care.
Yeah, Israel doesn't care. They're convinced that if they spend enough money and if they control enough media, that their world image can be repaired. I mean, after the disaster of Operation Cast Lead, they're spending millions of dollars to run ads. Believe it or not, they're even running ads on my radio show here on GCN. And it's astounding the arrogance that's on display here. Because you're right, the world is seeing Israel is literally trying to enforce mass starvation on the people of Gaza.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute, Mike. Who's running ads on your show?
Believe it or not, the Israeli Tourism Authority is running ads on my show.
Oh, I know what that is. That's USA Radio Network News.
Yeah.
They're not running ads on Genesis. That's news that stations request, and about the only news out there is Fox, ABC, and USA Radio News. Yeah, I've heard those ads. Man, that is just incredible, Mike. I mean, it's just a disaster. And do we know what's going to happen to Cynthia McKinney, or are they going to waterboard her or let her go, or will the media even care?
Well, the media obviously is not caring. They're still all caught up with Michael Jackson, and I've been around the TV channels this morning searching for any indication that this is even showing up on the radar of the corporate media, and so far I haven't found it. It's all distraction out there in the corporate media. As far as what is going to happen, Haaretz has actually confirmed that the Israeli Navy did seize the ship. So it's no longer just a case of rumor and just the Free Gaza people making spurious claims. Haaretz has confirmed that this has in fact happened. The ship is in port. The crew and passengers are in custody right now. What happens next is Israel's going to make a big stink about violations of their national sovereignty, forgetting, of course, that Gaza is occupied territory and technically, Israel doesn't have a say what goes on in Gazan's waters. Of course, we know that's definitely not what's going on. Israeli forces routinely shoot up Palestinian fishing boats. Because Israel wants to harvest those waters. And again, this is all about forced starvation. The Israelis are literally trying to starve the Gazans into giving up and leaving because Israel covets that land.
Well, Israel's argument on record is that we took the land over here from the Native Americans, so what's wrong with them taking some of that land? And then they say, hey, you had no claim to the American Indians. Our ancestors had some claim to this. It's just incredible tribal warfare. It never seems to end, and it's a really scary. On another note, the video obviously surfaced. We've got it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But, Mike Rivera, I wanted to get your view on Obama saying, I will never sign signing statements that go against the will of Congress. Now he's signing seven huge signing statements, literally drawing out whole areas of bills, which really isn't constitutional, but he's ordering the bureaucracies to ignore Congress. And now saying he has that power, so that's going on. Then we also have Axelrod and others making the rounds on the Sunday news show saying, yeah, we're going to go ahead and raise taxes on everybody and on health care below $250,000. And they're saying Obama promised a compromise. So he made pledges he wouldn't raise taxes, and he made pledges he wouldn't do signing statements. But now he made pledges to compromise, so that means lying to people. I mean, this guy is broken every promise he said he would.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I think the amount of time it takes for Obama to break any of his promises can be measured with an egg timer these days. And his word is absolutely worthless. And maybe we ought to sell egg timers that say Obama Truth measuring device or something like that. But he's been this incredible disappointment because we all – I know you didn't, but – there were so many people who supported him as at least marginally better than John McCain because we were, expecting that there were going to be changes brought in. It was going to be the White House and Congress were going to be in Democratic hands. We expected there would be changes. It isn't. Nothing has changed at all. Our soldiers are still in Iraq. Yes, they're leaving the cities, which is kind of a token cosmetic thing only, but they're not leaving Iraq. They're just moving to more difficult quarters. They're changing their locations within Iraq, but they're still garrisoning the country. It's still a U.S. vassal state. They're still trying to kick up a war in Iran with this provocation of the attempted coup d'etat. And it really is. I am convinced our government knows that the end is near for the economy and that the only way they can survive is to kick up a major war on which they can blame the economic hardships. Because otherwise, absent a major war, the American people are going to put the blame for the destroyed economy right where it belongs, on the federal government.
Mike, briefly, on every front, this bill does, for the feds to federalize the whole country under water rights, Clean Water Restoration Act, the bill to give the Federal Reserve power over all financial operations and, quote, anything that affects the economy, so the entire nation, bills to restrict and ban most types of firearms, compulsory service, the global carbon tax, total amnesty. I've never seen such a wild rush to get it all done. And the hate crimes legislation passing the House, word for word, saying if you hurt someone's feelings, you're going to be arrested. No more free speech. I mean, they know we're waking up to them, so they're just going for broke right now.
That's exactly right. This is a big rush. It's a big hurry. They know that it's in a race against the clock because the American people are waking up. I'm surprised that the American people haven't been rioting to this point, but it has to happen at some point. There's going to be a catalyzing event where the American people are going to say, okay, we can't go on pretending that this is going to correct itself. The government is completely out of control. It is a tyrannical dictatorship. It is a fascist economy. They're basically moving to slam the door on all of us to make us so helpless we can't fight back, and we've got to decide that we're going to fight back while we still have the means and the option to do so.
Well, Mike, the reason I knew Obama was bad news is 8-9 months before the election, he was saying some really good things, and I said, well, this guy, if he's for real, they're going to put a bullet in him or they're going to bring some scandal out and get rid of him. But then, as he started getting ready to win, he started flip-flopping on almost everything. I saw his advisors. I saw him getting 4 times the Wall Street money that John McCain did. So it wasn't that I was for John McCain. I just knew that Obama was the chosen one, and that the establishment was saying he was the chosen one. There was no way he was going to honor all these pledges, these solemn pledges he had made. And so now it's just total betrayal. And when I see him go to the Middle East and say, I want to be friends with Iran a month ago. I went on air and I said, they're about to try to overthrow him during this election. Sure enough, that happened, and he's lying, saying the CIA isn't involved and they're involved on record. So Obama says he's not involved in the Honduran coup, and now it comes out the CIA is running the whole thing. I mean, it's just, this guy is a good liar. He's the best liar we've seen in a long time. He's very, very wicked. I mean, because he enjoys lying. He really does a good job of it. And so it's very scary. But final point I'd like to hear from you on, you've really done great research at whatreallyhappened.com on the anthrax case. In 3 minutes or less, break down that whole saga and then them grabbing him and killing him in the mental institution, and now the DNA comes out proving it wasn't him, the third patsy, because that ties into this BBC. They've grabbed and arrested this guy that made this 7-7 documentary, and now they're saying he's schizophrenic and thinks he's God. This seems to be their favorite M.O.
Well, this is a tactic that's right out of the Soviet Union. Anybody who had information that was damaging to the government and they couldn't disprove or discredit him, they'd declare them insane and lock them in a mental hospital. And the media would basically say, well, you can't listen to anything this guy says because he's a nutcase. And this is a common tactic, and the U.S. has certainly used it before. Jim Garrison's trial, you were talking about the shake-and-bake tactic. Jim Garrison's trial against Clay Shaw was destroyed by a witness who sounded really good and convincing up until he started admitting that he was worried about his daughter being replaced by a duplicate, and completely destroyed Garrison's case. As far as the anthrax case is concerned, they've been trying to blame it on Arabs and so forth and so on. When that fell apart, they started to find a patsy. The bottom line is, the Hartford Courant reported there was a scientist actually caught entering the storage area where the anthrax was kept without authorization after being fired over a racially motivated attack on an Egyptian coworker. That scientist has never been investigated by the FBI. He's still working within the U.S. defense establishment. He is very protected. We have this core of people who can do anything they want, and they're never touched by the law. They're above the law. We saw that with the AIPAC spy case with Rosen and Wiseman. They were never arrested. Now their contact in the Office of Special Plans, he's being cut free. There is this protected core of subversives within our government. They can't be touched no matter what they do.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of cores of subversives who can do whatever they want, but they had to at least burn Madoff and the other scammer out of Texas. Looks like he's going to get in trouble. But, my God, it's just really incredible to see all of this coming to pass. I mean, Mike, everything the New World Order has built, everything the globalists have worked so hard to set up, we're now at the point where they're trying to put the capstone on the pyramid, but under them, the whole pyramid's shaking and falling apart, and they've got an army of ants fixing the pyramid as it's collapsing, so they're building it as fast as it's collapsing. It is a losing battle, though. The New World Order will fall. Humanity will defeat them.
I absolutely agree. They've waited too long, too late, and they never quite understood just how the alternative media and the Internet changed the fundamental flow of information in society.
All right, Mike Rivero, always good to hear from you. Appreciate you popping in. We'll see you at your once-a-month visit coming up next week. Take care, my friend.
All right, aloha.
Aloha from Hawaii. Damn, my wife wants to go to Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. She's never been to Hawaii, but no rest for us here. We're going to stay right here in the bunker and keep fighting the New World Order. Mike will hold down things in Hawaii for us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed.
It's hard to shut down that voice. We've got to go back into the live transmission. Thank you for joining us today. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also do an abbreviated transmission Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Coming up, I have a individual coming on that we can interrogate and ask questions about the nature of the bizarre kind of MTV celebrity world and how many folks in that area of society are becoming aware of the New World Order, because he says he's had this big awakening from media darling to awakening to the whole New World Order system. So we'll see what happens with that coming up in a few minutes. But make no mistake, my friends, we can and we must beat the globalists because they're eugenicists and they do plan to exterminate the majority of the public, and they mean business. And denying this doesn't change it. This is the reality. This is the facts. Before I continue, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made the last 3 hours possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the best arable foods company out there. The lowest prices, the non-GMO, non-hybrid, high-quality food. Lasts more than 10 years in climate-controlled. 10 years if it's in your attic or garage. This is where I've decided to get my storable food, and it's insurance you can eat in these uncertain, crazy times where we're so dependent on the system, on the grid, with flu outbreaks or wars or depression. It is insane not to get storable food. 1-800-409-5633. It's insane not to be prepared, and food is key, and the place to get it is eFoodsDirect.com. The letter E, FoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. One other sponsor is Home Gain. I want to tell you about the fabulous folks at HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. This is the place that you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get free estimate. That's free on your home value. There is a new feature called Street View where you can look at the house at street level and even take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and again, it's all absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com and use their home sale maximizer. That's my favorite. Help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home sales value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Check out Max's little orange gorilla link on InfoWars.com or go to HomeGain.com today. And I guess here at the end of this hour, I might as well put a plug in, too, for something that's really the biggest solution out there, and that's films. We're a visual society that doesn't read anymore. I know a lot of you read, but the general public doesn't. Give them an Obama deception, an Endgame, a terror storm. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 50 cents a day. Burn my films to high-quality DivX. Give them to people that way. Most DVD players now play DivX. Or buy the high-quality DVDs at InfoWars.com. Burn copies and get them out to folks. Share them with everybody. Toll-free number to call and get the books and videos and T-shirts and things that, again, spread the word about tyranny and how to fight it. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now is the time to warn the people. They're finally starting to listen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.